what happens if the message is more important than the production? The message is so much more important than the production. What if I just acted as if the message was the most important thing? I'm officially the pastor of the Fourth Church of the Holy Goldfish. It's a joke that keeps on giving, but it really is about taking responsibility for your own spiritual journey. And I thought, I'll just admit to what it is. It's going to be a raggedy podcast, and I'm not going to probably do production and a whole lot of editing. And so there'll be background noise and technical difficulties. But at the core of what my work is about is, how do we connect with our heart and with our passions and do the healing work so that we can live differently in a way that feels loving and life embracing? And that's important to me. And that's something I'm passionate about. Like many things that have started in my life, I decided to do a thing called the Holy Goldfish Commentary. It will be a raggedy podcast production. I hope you'll come along the journey. Who knows where it'll take me? Sometimes God puts the lessons right at the beginning of the day. A very inconvenient time for me to learn the lesson today, but probably a very important lesson nonetheless. So today I had my morning mapped out. I got up early. I had plotted out in my mind the things that I needed to accomplish before some set appointments in my day. I was checking things off of my list and then realized I had a plumbing issue. When the toilet doesn't flush, it's a crisis. I've been living in the country for the first time on a septic system for the past 3 years, and I had no idea about how to maintain or work with a septic system. And about a year into my country experience being out here, I came home from a conference trip. We had had lots and lots and lots of rain, and because I've got a property that's got commercial systems in place, my septic system isn't a simple one tank system. It actually is two tanks. There's one tank that overflows into another. It's got a grease trap and some other particulars about how it's designed, but both of them were malfunctioning at the same time. Because I didn't have a clue about what to do, all I could do was call in the professionals. I called them in, and it's the idea that you've got a crisis and you're just hoping that you don't get taken advantage of because you really have no knowledge, no understanding. You really don't understand what's happening. And within the first couple of days of addressing this issue, they were planning to put a brand new system in, several thousand dollars worth of work, digging up my property, removing old tanks, putting in new tanks. I didn't have a clue. As we realized what was going on, I began to do some research. I began to educate myself. And what I realized, or what I thought to be the issue at the time, could be solved by having someone come and pump out not one, but both of the tanks. And so that's what I did. It cost me more money than it probably should have, and I was able to get back the deposit on the brand new system, or at least most of it. And I realized that by doing some research, by having that crisis in my life, I learned some things. One of the things I learned was my systems probably didn't need pumping. It probably was a matter of some of the roots that had grown into my system that I probably could have simply cleared out. But once the professionals were here and the work was performed, there was no way to go back and undo that. And so I paid the money and grumbled a little bit. and it fixed the problem. Well, this morning, as I realized that my toilet wasn't flushing and the plunger wasn't enough to do it, I thought, well, what are my steps of action? You can get a plumbing snake, and I know I've got one somewhere. I thought about where it might be. I thought about the last time I've seen it. It was 2 years ago when I had that crisis before. But I understood how it worked, and I said, what can I do to be able to see if there's simply a blockage? And so I tried a few things and tried the plunger again and realized that that wasn't good enough. And so I put my boots on and grabbed my shovel and said, the only next step is to open up the septic system. And so I used the shovel to scrape away the debris and dirt that had wandered over the lids. And I'm strong enough to be able to lift the lid off of the main septic tank. And as I did that, I realized what had happened. A mass of roots had accumulated right at the outlet, and it was blocking things like toilet paper from flowing through into the system so that the system could continue to do its work. And as a result, I couldn't flush my toilet. But as I was out there shoveling, disgusted that my morning's plans had been diverted for a plumbing issue, and opening a septic tank is not a pleasant thing, and it was inconvenient. Fortunately, I had already had my 2-cup allotment of coffee. But as I was there, fixing the situation, removing the roots, unclogging the drain, I realized that the crisis I had a couple of years ago with my septic system had really prepared me for this to be just an inconvenience to my morning. It wasn't a crisis. It didn't cost me any money. It was something that I had the tools to fix right at my convenient access. I had my boots. I had my shovel sitting right outside my door. And I was able, in a very short amount of time, just about 15 minutes, to fix this situation. And I started thinking, sometimes the crises come into my life and they teach me some things. It taught me enough information about how this septic system works to be able to troubleshoot and fix my problem all by myself. I had the strength to be able to open up the concrete lid, and I had the tools and the knowledge to be able to understand how this system works so that when it's misfunctioning, I could go and troubleshoot the potential issues. And I thought, that's just how life is. Well, actually, that is life. This is just an example of the many other things in life that have happened for me that have been at the time a crisis. But then down the road, that crisis has actually prepared me. It's like people going to the gym and they're strengthening those muscles, and there comes a time where you need to have those muscles working. And because you've done the work little by little, you've strengthened those areas of your life. For me, this is an example, another example from life of how sometimes those crises are really there to prepare us. I think about the situations in my life where I've gone through a circumstance. It's been tough. It's been hard. I might have had to go through it by myself. And then down the road in life, I'm in a situation where because I've gone through that tough thing, I'm able to go through perhaps another tough thing, but with much more grace, with much more stamina, with much more strength. Or perhaps I'm able to help someone else through a situation because I've been there and because I know that I can survive that situation and make it through. And so today, this morning, an inconvenient disruption to my day, but it was an inconvenient lesson that was a reminder to me that sometimes those crises in life are just about preparation, that life actually prepares us for the things that we will need to tackle later in life. And so while it was an inconvenient lesson for me today, I'm grateful that I had a convenient solution. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks for letting me share my commentary on life with you today. If you'd like to interact with me, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Repioneering Church. I look forward to interacting with you soon.